2 Corinthians chapter 8. Also, brothers, we want you to know about the grace of God given to the churches of Macedonia. How that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty became the riches of their liberality. For I testify to their power, yes, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves, asking us sincerely that we would receive the gift and take on us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and to us by the will of God, so much that we desired Titus that as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. Therefore, as you have abundance in everything, in faith and speaking and knowledge and in all diligence and in your love to us, make sure you're abundant in this grace also. I don't speak by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that through his poverty you would be rich. And in this I give my advice, for this is best for you, who have begun before, not only to do, but also to be forward a year ago. Now therefore perform the doing of it, so that as there was a willingness, so there will be a performance also out of what you have. For if there is first a willing mind, it is accepted according to what a man has, and not according to what he doesn't have. For I don't mean that other men have it easy while you are burdened, but by equality, so that now your abundance will supply their needs, so that their abundance also will supply your needs, so there will be equality. As it is written, he that had gathered much had no surplus, and he that had gathered little had no lack. But thanks be to God, who put the same earnest care into the heart of Titus for you, for indeed he accepted the exhortation, but being more forward by his own choice he went to you. And we have sent with him the brother, whose praise is in the gospel throughout all the churches, and not that only, but who also was chosen by the churches to travel with us with his grace, which is administered by us to the glory of the same Lord and declaration of your ready mind, avoiding this, that no man should blame us in this abundance that is administered by us, providing for honest things, not only in the sight of God, but also in the sight of men. And we have sent with them our brother, whom we have often proven diligent in many things, but now much more diligent, on the great confidence which I have in you. Whether anyone inquires about Titus, he is my partner and fellow helper concerning you. Or if our brothers are inquired about, they are the messengers of the churches and the glory of Christ. So show them and before the churches the proof of your love and of our boasting about you.